Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Hey mamas, welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness with me, Jeray Williams, and today we're talking about something that every mom, wife, and woman needs to know. Your triggers. Trust me, knowing what triggers you can completely change how you show up for yourself, your family, and everyone around you. Let's be real for a second. Life as a mom can get overwhelming fast. You know those moments where everything is happening at once? Your baby is crying nonstop, the TV is blasting, your toddler is calling your name every 2 seconds, and a microwave is beeping because you forgot. You even put something in there. It's like your brain is being pulled into like a million different directions and you're barely hanging on. That, my friend, is called overstimulation. It's when all the noise, demands, and chaos around you become too much and your body and mind can't keep up. And when you're triggered like that, it's hard to show up as the calm, loving mom or wife you want to be. But here's the thing. You can learn to recognize those moments. And when you do, you can give yourself what you need to reset before it all feels like just too much. Let's dive into these three signs you're overstimulated and triggered and why it's so important to know when you need a moment. All right, here are the three signs. First, let's talk about how to recognize overstimulation. Here are three common signs that you might be hitting your limit and need to step back. Everything feels loud. When you're overstimulated, even normal sounds can feel overwhelming. That baby crying, the TV noise, or even someone talking to you might suddenly feel like it's just too much for your brain to handle. It's like the volume on life is turned up and your patience is being drained faster than you can refill it. Your mind, it feels scrambled. That's the second one. You can't focus. You can't focus on one task because everything around you is screaming for your attention. You're constantly interrupted by your kids, your to-do list, or your own racing thoughts, or even your husband asking you questions that you're not ready for in that moment. And you start to feel frustrated or anxious because you just can't keep up. Now, the last one is you're easily irritated. When you're overstimulated, your fuse becomes really short. You're snappy with your kids, irritated with your partner, or just plain overwhelmed by all the little things piling up. It's like a switch flips, and suddenly the smallest thing sends you over the edge. Listen, I've been there so many times. The other day I had a moment like this. The house was loud. The kids were pulling me in different directions. And I was just one moment away from just snapping. I know it's being triggered, but I needed a moment. And that's when I'm like, okay, mommy needs a moment. So it depends on how I'm feeling that day or what we're doing. Because I were in their room playing with the toys. That's what was triggering it. That's why the house is loud. The toys making noise. The toddler, the youngest, just making noise. And it just becomes too much sometimes. But I'm just happy that I know how what to do when I need a moment when I'm getting overstimulated. So I put on my headphones and I listen to my worship music. And my music is not blasting. And plus, I'm still going to be present in the moment, making sure they're still good, right? But there's something about tuning out the chaos and just focusing on the worship that instantly calms my mind. It brings me back to center. It just reminds me that I'm not alone and I can lean in on God. And when everything feels like it's just too much, that's the moment that calm comes, right? If it's a morning or a day where I'm like, okay, the boys are antsy, they're just being toddlers, I'm like, okay, I can go for a walk. Or I take the kids outside. Like this morning, my toddler was like showing signs of like, yeah, I don't want to be in the house today. So I was like, all right, let's go outside, right? But just getting fresh air is a game changer. Like sometimes just stepping out of the environment that's triggering you can shift your mood and your mindset. When I take the kids outside, their energy shifts too. And it helps all of us get some much needed rest and then, or reset, not necessarily rest, but like they go outside, they have a blast, they come back in and they're calm. And I'm just like, thank you, God, because I needed that moment, right? Or if it's in the evening time, I just talk to my husband about how he can support me. He's my person. Like when I'm feeling overstimulated, I let him know like what's going on and ask for the help I need, whether that's watching the kids for a bit or simply just giving me a few minutes to catch my breath. Like even sometimes he doesn't notice I'm overstimulated depending on like the situation. And that's okay. Like I don't fault him for that. Like I am my own person. But if he's trying to ask me a question or doing something during that time, I'm learning to say like, can we put a hold on this conversation and wait until I'm in a better state versus me just like getting a little snarky or something and I'm just like, eh, I'm sorry. Then you gotta come back and be like, I apologize versus just saying like, can you just give me a moment? Like this is not the moment I want to talk about that. Right. But it's important to just ask for support and it's important to lean on the people who care about you. Because here's the thing. There's no one size fits all solution for handling your triggers. But the key is to know what they are and have a plan for how you respond. You deserve to show up as the best version of yourself. That starts with just knowing when you need a moment and giving yourself permission to take it. So today I want to encourage you to start thinking about what works for you. Is it quiet time? Is it stepping outside for a minute or talking to someone you trust? So like, I know sometimes people tell me, like, just sit outside alone. And I'm like, you do your thing, you know? Find your way of resetting and start incorporating it into your day. This is your start. And if you're looking for more ways to get grounded and just find balance, I invite you to check out the Nurturing the Mama membership. Inside, we talk about these things, how to recognize when you're overstimulated, how to reconnect with yourself, and how to stay centered even when life feels overwhelming. Head to the show notes for more information. And let's just start this journey together of just getting ahead of our triggers, okay? Because it's all their triggers are always going to come, whether it's your kids, your partner, work, or even sometimes just life. You want to know your triggers and how to handle those. But thanks for tuning in today. Remember, knowing your triggers isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It's how you show up as the mom, the wife, and woman you truly want to be. Till next time, take care of yourself and keep nurturing. Love you guys. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.